Glendalough.
Bless you.
That's what it says.
I say God bless you, and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
I'm Bill.
You gave me this gift, I believe, for Christmas, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe it was. Yeah. I walked into one of our most favoriteest whiskey stores. Mm. The whiskey pusher, the man we call
Eric. He recommended said, this, did he?
He said, hey, I've got this new Irish whiskey you might want to try. So I gave it a shot. This one actually has their stamp on the label. So
I've noticed that.
Special bottling.
This is called Glendalough Triple Barrel Irish Whiskey. This is bottle number 84 of 156 of batch 18. This came out of Madeira Barrel number 3. And it was bottled on September 5th of 2015. So up here on the underneath the cap, it says Ireland's first craft distillery. Oh, so this is a craft Irish whiskey.
Yes, crafty Irish. They
yes, they are. Aged for 3.5 years.
That's it?
In bourbon barrels.
Oh, it's like a triple-aged whiskey, wasn't it?
Yeah. Aged 6 months in Oloroso sherry barrels and finished in Madeira butts. All right, let's find out what Oloroso is. It's a variety of fortified wine that's made in Spain. It's produced by oxidative aging. It's usually dark and nutty. And Madeira wine, a fortified Portuguese wine made in the Madeira Islands. A variety of styles ranging from dry wines to sweet wines, more usually consumed with desserts. So we got a little wine with our Irish whiskey today. Huh?
Nothing like a little wine with our Irish whiskey. So, of course, this is it's Irish Whiskey Month.
It's Irish Whiskey Month. I love the sound of that.
Yeah.
You know, and look what I'm wearing.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. I was going to wear my Steelers sweatshirt.
Your green one?
No. See, what you gotta be saying, but Bill, I don't get the connection between the Irish and the Steelers.
And the Steelers.
Well, Dan Rooney.
Rooney, of course. How could I?
The Rooney family, of course, are the owners of the
that's right.
Steelers, and Dan Rooney was the ambassador to Ireland.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For the first few years of the Obama administration.
I did not realize that.
So there is a direct Steelers to Ireland tie.
All right. So, Irish Whiskey Month, this is the month of March. We're getting right back into the swing of things, and we're kicking off with Glendalough Triple Barrel Irish Whiskey, and we can't wait to get into this. Oh, well, what a dinner we had, too, to kick off.
We did have
Irish whiskey. Yes, we had
with
corned
our dinner
beef.
Tonight.
That was amazing.
Yeah, at least you could almost call it pastrami, considering it was smoked corned beef.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
The ribs were good.
It's been a long time since I smoked some ribs.
Mm-hmm. Those ribs are terrific. There was no fat or anything.
No, they were
cut perfectly.
They were lean. They were tender.
Yeah.
They came apart nicely.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Let's see how nicely the cap comes apart here. This is a screw cap. Now, this is a craft distillery in Ireland. So
right.
What a color, huh? Before we get into that.
It's a nice deep amber. Right?
It is.
It's almost red.
Yeah. Who would have thought an Irish?
A red-headed Irishman? Go figure. Let's see.
What a scent on that.
Ooh, that's fruity.
Yeah.
That's really light.
Isn't that nice?
That is a nice, sweet smell. It's, you know, being that it's March and it's been a while, it kind of reminds me of, springtime, flowers, things like that. Maybe a little bit on the bright fruit stuff.
Mm-hmm. They misspelled whiskey. Oh, no, they didn't. I'm sorry.
The Irish don't misspell whiskey.
No,
they spell it their own way.
With an E, not misspell it. So you stand to seeing it spelled the other way, I guess.
Right. We drink so many scotches, we're not used to a little E in our whiskey.
Exactly. We like the color.
Yeah, out of the bottle, it's a little less reddish and a little more brownish, but it's still got a very deep amber color.
Mm-hmm.
A little more gold hue, I would say.
Take a good snootful. Is that a little bit of wood, too? It wouldn't surprise me being aged in 3 different barrels.
Maybe.
It almost wants to be vaporous, but it really isn't.
It catches your nose just a little.
Just a little, yeah.
Shall we?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Aye.
Mmm. It really holds the edge of the glass.
Yes, it does.
I like that.
I like it, too. It wants to have a little wood to it, but not really.
It's sweet, but not super sweet. Right, it's got that, what I would call
definitely. Right,
chewing gum finish.
As soon as it hits your tongue, it's got the, mm-hmm. not just the finish, I think the whole, all the way through, it's got it.
But it lingers, I can still feel it.
Yeah. Did you swish it around in front?
Mm-hmm.
A little tingly, right?
A little bit. Yeah. Because it's just like, it almost has the vapor.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, it's almost got that same high alcohol feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's clean. But it's almost a touch spicy. It's just got that little bit of sharpness.
Yeah, I'm going to use the word bitter, which is not exactly the right word, but at the sides of your tongue, toward the back, and that's where I want to say it's almost like wood. Mm. When I say bitter, it's just a hint of it.
Got a very mellow sweetness, almost like a vanilla or...
Almost a creamy.
Yeah, like creamy. Yeah, I'm going to stick with vanilla, I think.
Yeah.
In fact, yes. Like, you know, went to Mexico, got the vanilla extract. It reminds me of that flavor quite a bit. And it especially kind of has a very creamy, lingering taste in the upper roof of your mouth there.
The heat is, it's a warmth, not a heat.
It's definitely not a deep heat. This isn't chase you down your chest.
No, it's not the Irish that I expected.
Right. It's not like, you know, I wouldn't liken it to a like a Jameson or a Green Spot or a full, you know you've been in a fight with an Irishman whiskey. it's
Well, and those are remarkably smooth. And so is this, though.
Oh, this is really smooth.
Yeah. It's light. It's a lighter kind of a drink. And given what I just looked on Wikipedia about the Madeira wine...
I'm assuming it's like a deep red.
Look at the color of that Madeira wine in this photograph. That, pretty much the same color.
Wow. That wine is the same color as this whiskey.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, this is quite pleasant. This is very nice. Mm-hmm. Neat. I like it.
I'm liking this a lot.
This is definitely worth keeping around the house.
I'm not going to say it's syrupy, but it's thicker than some of the whiskeys we
drink. They describe it as deep, earthy, sweet, and ripe.
I don't know, but I wouldn't call it earthy. To me, earthy is like
dirt.
Dirt, yes. Yeah. But you know what I mean. We've had some woody, some even a little bit of peaty.
Yeah, I guess peaty would be
more
earthy.
More earthy. I mean,
which I don't generally care for. I wouldn't call this peaty.
No, not at all. Right. You know what this reminds me of? The Nectar d'Or of the Scotch, the Glenfiddich.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a long time ago.
But that's what this reminds me
of. Yeah.
With that nice port finish.
Yeah, it had that port. Yeah,
but it's not too sweet. This is just the right blend of fruit, sweet, and whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good balanced whiskey.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah. I just took a nice big mouthful of this.
It doesn't, again, there's no backdraft.
There's nothing.
Right. It's a nice, easy drinking whiskey.
You can almost call this a dessert whiskey. Almost. Not quite so sweet.
Almost.
But.
It's not quite that sweet, but it's easy, a nice casual evening finisher.
Perfect, I would say, after...
a big meal.
A big corned beef meal.
Yeah. Shall we take a drop of water or two?
I think so. Oh, you got the spoon.
I got the spoon.
Now, what I also like here, we have a green spoon.
Ah, indeed.
And we have a green cup.
Exactly. See, I told you, it was the Irish show. And we I even have a green coaster.
Oh, indeed you do. Yes. Did you do about two full spoons?
I did about two full spoons, yeah. It softens the scent. That tiny little tinge that was on the tip of your nose is gone now.
Right. The wannabe vapor that never quite materialized.
Yes, the almost vapor.
I smell more wood, I think.
Yeah, I'm with you there. You smell... Yeah.
I like it.
But it's funny because, when you describe it, it didn't say charred oak or anything like that. It said bourbon barrels.
More than anything, I don't even smell the sweetness.
That's pretty much what I smell.
Yeah.
How weird. I didn't really get any of that with the flavor.
I say we toast the Irish again.
Ah, Teddy Irish.
Whatever heat was there is not. Oh, well, a flash on the finish.
It gives you a little more vapor with the finish.
It does.
I wouldn't call,
very sweet.
Actually, a little warmth even, almost.
Very sweet, and I can taste the wood now on the finish.
Oh, I like this.
I do too. This is actually not quite as woody as that tequila you brought back from Mexico last year.
Oh, yes.
Which was very cool.
That was pretty cool.
I liked, because that was the tequila aged in the whiskey barrel, right?
It was. But coming back to this, it's very creamy.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not syrupy.
Now, when it first hits your tongue right out of the glass, that's sweet. And then the wood and everything kind of takes over from there.
Mm-hmm.
The tingle, though, on the gums and the teeth, that was kind of gone for me.
Yes, that little spiciness on the, just a little bit on the tip of your tongue still.
A little bit when you swallow.
When you take a good mouthful, you know, it takes a little bit of air from you.
Mm.
Just a little.
Just a little, yeah.
But the taste is fantastic.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
You know, so far, my jury is still out. I think I want to try it chilled before I make an absolute decision because I can go either way. Neat was really good, but I really like the wood. I actually think that added quite a nice touch to it.
Yeah, the water definitely gave it a...
Give it a drop of water, a little bit more wood comes out.
It rounded it out quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It does what it's prescribed to do. It slows down the flavors so you can better distinct one from the other.
Right.
I'm very fond of this with a little couple drops of water in it. This is a very...
It was just a plain old plastic spoon that we
this
used.
This has become a fun whiskey so far.
We did two spoonfuls.
Yeah.
Two fairly full spoonfuls in there.
Teaspoons.
In our Glencairn glass.
Ah, the Glencairn glass. Hmm. Yes, I'm definitely taking a fondness to the water in this glass.
Me too. This one's very light. It's very... Even with the water, it actually lightened it up even more.
It was light to begin with.
It was.
But it pacified some of the stronger flavors. But it didn't eliminate them. It just softened them a little bit.
Kind of brought a different one to the fore. The one that was kind of hiding.
Exactly.
The longer you don't drink it, the more your gum analogy kind of...
It has a very lingering soft sweetness like the...
Right on your tongue.
The end of the juicy fruit.
Yeah.
Jim, I'm going to dig into my refrigeration bag over here. Get us a couple of...
Your bag of rocks there. There.
This really takes away any sort of nose.
Pretty much all of it, yeah.
I almost smell burnt match at this point. Not necessarily burnt match, but instead of wood, it's like very faded wood, you know?
I get a little sweetness back.
I don't even have that.
Wow, I mean, I don't think I could get a bigger snootful.
You almost have to pour it down your nose.
Yeah.
You know what it does, though? It seems to make it darker.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, actually.
It's like, wow, this is suddenly browner.
Yeah. Maybe it's because it's full of rocks.
It could be.
I don't know. Well, no, because I can see it here in your glass better than my own.
Cooler. That's how I noticed with your glass.
Yeah. Like,
wow, that looks really dark.
It does.
But I'm okay with that.
So am I.
Shall we give it a little taste test?
Absolutely. Aaron Gobra.
Yeah. Hmm. Much like the smell.
It's closer to neat. The sweet on your tongue is pretty consistent, though.
The sweetness is the one thing that stays without.
Yeah. But the wood is gone.
A lot of it's gone.
It's mostly sweet. And you know what? It's a little warmer.
I was going to say, it had a bigger finish.
It's warm on my tongue, not in my chest, though.
But it's still a bigger finish.
It is, much bigger.
It's a little bit more in your chest. But
mostly I'm feeling it in my mouth and very, very present.
Yes.
In my mouth.
I will say that's true. I mean, it's...
It made it bolder is what it did, which I would not have expected.
It made the sweetness bolder.
And I think the finish, the whole...
There's no wood, though.
No, that's gone.
None of that bitter, none of that little tangy... almost spiciness that you got from the neat right off the bat.
That's good.
And this is a young whiskey. This is not aged more than what? Between 4 and 5 year age whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not really used to that many young Irish whiskeys. Maybe it's because we don't really subscribe to the Irish whiskey game that much. We don't drink a lot of Irish whiskey.
No, well, we save it for March.
That's true.
Yeah, this was a great way to kick off Irish Whiskey Month.
I think so, too.
This one's a fun one for us because just like with that George Dickel, you try three different ways, you get three different whiskeys.
I agree with that.
And that's the most fun.
I was really fond of the...
The water.
The dripper, yeah.
I think so.
And that was really good.
Yeah.
But I can honestly say that I thoroughly enjoyed every iteration that
I have
put
too.
Into this whiskey.
Neat would be my least favorite, but I really like the wood that came out with the water. But I like this. This is a little bit bolder when it's chilled.
I like the nose on the neat. And I like the overall flavor and experience with the water. Mm-hmm. And I like the finish on the rock.
A little more heat with the stones.
Oddly enough, yeah, I agree with that.
And yes, I know. It's contrary to your expectation. All right, you know what? This is it for me. I like the stones because I like the heat.
I will give you that. Mm-hmm.
As much as I like the wood with the water, I think I like this.
I don't think I've had a more enjoyable flavor of a whiskey than this one with the water in it.
That was a lot of fun.
It was. But I found a fondness for each different iteration, as I said. And usually there's something about a whiskey, especially ones we haven't tried, or, you know, we usually get ourselves onto specifics. But this one, there's nothing I can be hung up on. I'm very impressed with this whiskey. Honestly, I have no idea what it cost me when I bought it for you. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's probably in the $50 range.
I was going to say, my guess would be $40 to $50,
yeah. Somewhere in there.
Yeah. You know, this is awesome because every time we do this, we like it.
Yeah.
We have yet to have one that we just said, oh, this is ridiculous. We don't want it.
Jim, we just keep torturing ourselves with these good whiskeys.
It's a fun hobby, isn't it?
You know, I had a friend, and I believe he was an Irishman, once said to me...
He was a half Irishman. Go ahead.
He said to me, half in each bottle of a half Irish whiskey.
Yes.
He said, my friend, life is too short for cheap whiskey. Yeah. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly agree. Yeah. So, as the Irishmen say, may the Lord find your body 10 minutes after you're dead or something like that. I have no idea. I'm not Irish.
May you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay. I'm all for that.
Isn't that a nice thing to say?
Yeah.
I think it is, too. And, you know,
Irishmen in general, at least me stereotyping Irishmen.
Okay.
It's probably not true in the least. Tend to be rather cheerful, happy-go-lucky folks.
Well, anyway.
Jim?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's
Day. Thank
you
for a wonderful gift, and we look forward to continuing Irish Whiskey Month.
Jim, thanks for coming over.
All right. And happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
And I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch World.
Thank you for listening.